the parents, like my mother and father, agreed to have evacuees, and then they all arrived in the town, and I think parents just went there and said, well, I took two or three or whatever it was, and we had three to start with, but I'll say they didn't stay very long. They were homesick and they went back, you know, that was it.
Can you remember how you felt when they arrived?
Well, being an only child, it was a little bit different suddenly having three other boys in the house, but we all got on all right. And I mean, at nine, you don't really know. You know, it might be different if suddenly you're older now, if suddenly you had three plonked on you, but no, we got on all right.
So did they go off to school with
they
you?
They went, yeah, but they didn't go to the same school as us. They had the evacuees had a separate school, brought their own teachers and all down. Sometimes we shared the school. We had it mornings and they had it afternoons, and then we used to have to go collecting things for the war effort, you know, stinging nettle leaves and berries and things like that. And then, when after the school was bombed, we had used to be the iron room in the town. We used that as a school, but there wasn't many evacuees left then, and we all shared the same school then until they found a place for a school.
How did the children of Petworth generally get on with the evacuees?
I think quite well, really. I suppose there were ups and downs, but bound to be, aren't there? You know, with like foreigners more or less, aren't they, going into London and Portsmouth? No, I don't think there was any problems. I can't remember any.